On a Tuesday morning, with week 3 in the books, we are episode 31 of season 8 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. $6 drinks all day, every day. Hooters continues celebrating 40 years on the 4th of each month. Throwback events featuring 83-cent wings and other great specials. Thanks to Hooters for their continued sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. Let me address one that came in the last 24 hours. I'm sorry, forget the gentleman's name, but I want to address the email. While I'm thinking about it, I'll write you back as well. Good fantasy player, been listening to me for a while, off my appearances on Gil Alexander's A Numbers Game show on VEASAN. Thank you for your for listening. I know you're excited about the Dolphins running backs. No, you don't put okay. 70 was fun, except for Sean Payton, Russell Wilson, and Garrett Bowles and Broncos fans. Not likely to happen again for a while. I've been talking up the Dolphins, as you and others know, for a while now. But no, you can't really put two running backs from the same team in the same fantasy starting lineup. Now, I'm the same guy that for years said, at the height of Chubb and Hunt, they were both playable as starters. But I wasn't saying that to owners of both. But if you were an individual owner of Chubb, yeah, you play him. If you were an individual owner of Hunt, this is 2020, 2021, maybe 2019. Forget how long Hunt was there after coming over from Kansas City. You could play him. You have two. Pick one. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen here. Mostert's going to get hurt. Ask any Niner fan. Two things that they could always count on. Mostert gets hurt. Eli Mitchell gets hurt. So the fact that you have, and the rookie's last name, he tried to clarify it to Peter King, and King wrote it out, and still I don't know. I think it's Achan. It's not Achan. I think it's Achan. Achan or Achan. I wish I owned him. Trying to get him this week on waivers. So play Mostert until he gets hurt, or you have the numbers to document going with Devin. Devin A. Okay? Thank you for your email. I'll write you back as well. Let's get into some reviews of some things now that week 3 is done. I waited until both Monday night games were done to do this podcast and even attended one of those two Monday night games with the Eagles and Buccaneers sitting right in front of one of my favorite basketball guys from my days hosting all night with Todd Wright on ESPN Radio. A guy I worked in the USBL with when he played in the United States Basketball League for the Philadelphia Spirit. Straight up shooting from outside, Tim Legler doesn't miss. And he's been kicking ass at ESPN for a long time. And it was nice to see him last night. He had seats in the row behind me with his wife. And it was great to see him and talk to him for a few minutes. So yes, I was at Eagles Buccaneers, then came home, watched the end of Rams and Bengals. So let's review, let's get some talking points and talk about my three leagues. In the podcast league, Sean Sullivan wins the week and maintains a lead in the league overall. Sean Sullivan, the general manager of Bill Curry Ford, defending his money as a common contestant, aka Ben Stein. Sean writes $1,000 checks to the winners of the podcast leagues. And if the season ended today, this just in, it's not, he wouldn't have to write a $1,000 check for the podcast league because he leads the podcast league. His week 3 lineup that won him the week: Tua, 309 and 4 TDs. Ja'Marr Chase, squeaky wheel there. Even with Burrow's squeaky calf, 12 for 141, even though Chase didn't score. Lamb, that was his only single digit. No, his kicker, McLaughlin. ETN, No score, but 23 touches for 138. A horrible performance for the Jags. Here's what I'm hearing is the problem for the Jaguar offense. They're too predictable. That's what I'm hearing. Interesting. Considering the offensive mind of a Super Bowl winning head coach in Peterson with Trevor Lawrence and a lot of weapons there. Apparently, defenses kind of feel comfortable about what's coming. Keep an eye on that. Zach Moss, that's a couple of big weeks in a row, right? And they dumped Deion Jackson. 32 touches, 145 and a touch. So there was Sean's lineup in finishing first in the podcast league. Let me go to, let's go to the League of Champions. Speaking of podcasts, that is our second league where our podcast league defending champion, Captain Morgan, ran that draft, essentially co-commissioner of that league. Thanks again for doing that, Morgan. He won the week, three big weeks. Tony was third with over 100. Then Chris, and then Captain Morgan with 124 and change. So let's look at the defending champions starters. I see a theme here. Tua, Tyreek, nice stack. A.J. Brown, squeaky wheel, 9 for 131, and the Eagles win over the Buccaneers. Jahmyr Gibbs got the start, touched the ball 18 times for 82. Kenneth Walker, another solid game, 21 touches. Let's add up the tandem offense, 156 and two touchdowns. Christian Kirk, double digits, 4 for 54 and a touch. And his kicker, Matt Gay, 4 from beyond 50. Now, in my 21st century standard scoring settings, all field goals are worth 3. I don't do the bonuses. The field goal's worth 3, an extra point's worth 1. That's it. But that's a big week with 16 out of your kicker with 1 PAT and 5 field goals. Nice job by the captain there. And I believe the captain not only won the week, but no, Chris Martin is leading the league by 15 over the captain. Chris, I got to look at your team. Let's see what you got as a, well, you were second last week. So let me take a look at what got you in triple digits. Trevor Lawrence, 279 yards, one touchdown, three rushes for 12. Davante Adams, what a monster. 13 for 172 and 2 in a losing effort at home against the Steelers. Nearly 30 points in our scoring settings. T. Higgins, yeah, that was predictable. After T has the big week, week 2. Burrow feeds Chase for week 3. Bengals survive, avoid going 0-3. Christian McCaffrey, 23 for 119 and a touch. Tandem offense. James Cook has been off to a good start. 17 touches, 112 yards. Keenan Allen, boom. And Mike Williams now out for the year, 18 for 215. And Koo, just a couple of field goals. Good team, Chris. Good team. Chris Martin leading the League of Champions. One of the non-champions in the League of Champions. Let me go to the foundation, see what we got going there. I'm 3-0. But my team is not nearly as good as Doc, the geoscience professor from USF, from England, who has won 2 Jimmy McGinty trophies. He put up 123 this week. I know he has Tyreek Hill. Let's see what else Doc had going in week 3. And here we go. Justin Herbert, 405 yards, 3 touchdowns. Big week. Tyreek Hill, 9 for 157 and a score. Debo, 6 for 129 and a score. Derrick Henry, nothing was going for Tennessee. 11 for 20, bad game for Henry. Browns defense playing well. Raheem Mostert, woo. There it is. Get it while it lasts, because he's going to get hurt. 20 touches, 142 yards, 3 touchdowns for Mostert. Pickens, 4 for 75. Riley Patterson, 2 field goals, 2 extra points. Nice job by Doc. Okay, now let's go to the players that had the biggest week 3. We usually do about 10 or so, and then we're going to focus in on 10 that didn't do so well for the week, just to have some talking points. Remember, you can email me about any players you want me to talk about on the podcast or otherwise. I will write you back. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Okay, so week 3, we know there are going to be some Dolphins here. A-chan, Devon, 22 touches, 233 yards, 4 touchdowns. My God. People weren't playing him last week. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's fun. Then Mostert. So the two Dolphin running backs combined in my scoring settings for 85.5 points. Last week. There's mud in your eye, Sean Payton. Same stadium where Sean Payton won his only Super Bowl, by the way. Devontae Adams, highest non-Dolphin. Then Kenneth Walker, highest non-Dolphin running back. Keenan Allen, talked about him with a big week. Lamar Jackson was QB1, didn't throw for a touchdown, only threw for 202, lost the game. But whoa, Lamar Jackson had 2 rushing touchdowns. He had 3 rushing touchdowns and I believe his previous 33 regular season, the Ravens' 33 or 34 previous regular season games. He got 2 and rushed for 101. He had 1 lost fumble. Then Justin Herbert, then Tua, then Mahomes, 272 and 3 before the Chiefs showed mercy on the Bears. Kirk Cousins, 363 and 3. Vikings lose again. Jordan Love, 259 and a touch, rushing touchdown on 39 yards. That's sneaky. Then Tyreek Hill. Andy Dalton threw 58 times. I have an unsubstantiated theory. It's my podcast and I can do whatever I want. I have bounced this off a few people. They say it's not true. Fine. Decide for yourself. I think Frank Reich made a tangible decision not to play Bryce Young on a short week on the road in Seattle. And the decision may or may not have been based on an injury. That the way Bryce has looked the first 2 weeks looks a little whelmed. Short week, going to Seattle, maybe an injury, but that bad? To not play at 0-2, Joe Burrow played on a bad wheel. I know the Bengals have expectations, the Panthers don't. Just saying, Reich might have been saying, you know what? I know Andy can do some things right now that Bryce maybe isn't ready to do. We'll see how this plays out. Just my theory. Justin Jefferson, 7-149 in a touch. Thielen. With Dalton in there, whoa, Thielen had value. 11 for 145 and a touch. Tank Dell, 5 for 145 and a touch. C.J. Stroud, okay, I'm not buying it. It's a good win for the Texans. D'Amico Ryan's a good win for C.J. Stroud and that organization. This just in, C.J. Stroud went to Ohio State. Name me an Ohio State quarterback that's ever been shit in the NFL. I said it about Justin Fields when he was drafted. And I say it about C.J. Stroud. Zach Moss, there he is. Josh Allen, only 218 passing and a touch, 3 for 46 and a touch. That helped on the rushing side. Deshaun Watson, 289, 2 touchdowns. And there's the Debo game. Okay, there we are. Okay, let's do 10 players that didn't stand out. You want me to get the obvious one out of the way? This is for Adam Rank and Kyle. I mean, you're beyond being a Kyle Pitts apologist. You're a Kyle Pitts, I don't know, an ignorance. Ignorant to the fact that he doesn't have fantasy value anymore. Kyle Pitts, five catches, 41 yards. Okay, so he has averaged three catches per game the first three games for the Falcons. They have a winning record. He hasn't scored. They handed him the ball, apparently. He lost 4 yards. So of his 41 yards he actually gained receiving, he lost four on a rushing attempt. Enjoy that. Of note, Jonnu Smith, another tight end in Atlanta, also caught 5 balls. So Pitts isn't going to get all the tight end volume in Atlanta. Jonnu Smith, 5 for 31. So if you say, well, Pitts had 5K, 41s. Yeah, there's another tight end who caught 5 as well. Yeah. Get off it. Get off of Kyle Pitts. Adam Rank, stop talking about Kyle Pitts. You're great on that fantasy show, except when you talk about Kyle Pitts. Speaking of the Falcons, Algier standalone value game one. Yeah. Cincy. 9 touches, 29 yards. Granted, nobody on the Falcons scored except Coop. Joshua Kelly, since Eckler went down, in a win for the Chargers. I like what Florio wrote in ProFootballTalk.com. The Chargers out-Viking the Vikings, and the Vikings out-Chargered the Chargers. Joshua Kelly, 12 touches, 17 yards, no scores. Chargers need Eckler back. Calvin Ridley, since the first game, 3 for 40. Is this part of this predictability of the Jags? Is Ridley like constantly the first read, take it away and force Lawrence to go elsewhere, and it's not as explosive or as easy to do? Email from one of my golf tournament supporters this week in a 2-quarterback league. He shoots me this, I think it was Sunday morning, because he was putting together a prize for me. He's like, for my second quarterback, do I play Goff or Tannehill? My response: never play Tannehill. Tannehill, 104 yards passing. No scores. There you go. Breece Hall. Man, he had those big runs in the first half of the opener and just not much since. Granted, I mean, if you're a defensive coordinator game planning against the Jets, you're game planning against Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall, right? That's it. 13 touches, 27 yards for Breece Hall. Dak's not getting it done for the Cowboys in what may be Dak's last season as Cowboy quarterback, the longest tenured quarterback with any of the 32 teams. And the Cowboys can, not easily, but they can get away from that contract after this year. 249 yards passing, 1 touchdown, 1 pick, 24 yards rushing. And in the previous 2 blowouts where they blew out Pro Football in New York 70-10, Dak wasn't making key plays the closer they got to the red zone and on third down. Najee Harris, 19 touches, 65 yards. You love the 19 touches, but Najee Harris owners just not seeing scoring value, not seeing explosive plays. Many asking for more Jaylen Warren. Rashad White, for those of you that drafted Rashad White to be an RB2. I mean, JoeBucksFan.com ripped the play call where the Bucks had a very acrobatic pick on the 1 yard line to prevent an Eagles score. And then they immediately put White as a deep running back, and they ran a dive play with an extra lineman, and the Eagles just crushed it for a safety. Rashad White's just not making people miss, or Dave Canales just can't get him in space. I never thought that highly of White in the first place. I don't think he's a bad player, but I don't think he's a great player. 17 touches, 62 yards, no touchdown. The safety is not reflected in fantasy points. Should it? If a player is tackled for a safety, should he lose 2 points? Is that an option in scoring settings? I'm going to have to look that up in Yahoo. And finally, Joe Burrow. I know he's on one leg, but We Burrow owners are, we're waiting. I didn't play him this week. I picked up Geno Smith and played him instead. Burrow, 259, no scores and one pick. All right. Any questions? Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. We'll get you another one leading up to week 4 later this week. Thanks for listening to Season 8, Episode 31 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters.